dan jeng ke cheba ende ju dan jeng ke kik do as ko ngus mu rate erwa
hm
ta ju dan jeng ke cheba ende su tu me yo mare
hm
ko ngus mu to erwa
hm
ngus mu to de bete ta yan tu ku mare ko
so once a person like for instance to understand that sound is impermanent, a person can see that through his or her own perception, right, that it takes causes and conditions to create sound, okay, then you don't have to go any further than that, okay, because it's clear to them through their own perceptions, and so they don't need to have any more reason to establish in their minds that sound is impermanent.
Oh yeah. Tunda ko ta se de ju se se de ko dire smu sum lu tutu ba do tutu ko wa
no
sum to so da tu ma ko ha ko cha wa
no
ne ya tu ne smu sum lu tu ya de shi sum ne ne dire su shan da ha ma ko tu ko wa
no so then basically you're leading a person from not knowing something that's slightly hidden to through various reasons, establishing through reason this and this, until it reaches a point where then they're actually seeing it obvious to them, and then you don't have to go any further than that. You don't have to lead them because it's obvious to them. And once that's obvious to them, then you can say, well, if this is clear to you, then this is true. This is true. This is true. You can lead them through their ability to see what's obvious.
And then I'll pocket to what it's my way and be in. Oh, make a mayor the dancer, or may you have a tongue or marva. Oh, mayor, the car is not to undo answer. To walk on this, I thought to begin to say, to what semi me barco. To why you did to what semi me grace, Musum Tobara. Oh, they do undo as a dog, Musum to talk to why you this took Marco. To a hako sarva. The mayor is to undo us. Tua yuna me yo kugurwa me mata na tua yungu me wa nam jiti ha kuya tua da me jawa ha kuya ro me me na tua yungu mare tua yuna me yo kuro oh da bige me yo ta chu sam tiga ha kuya ra na jo
so for instance over if over you know on the far side of the property there's a fire but all you're seeing is smoke then you say well there's smoke over there and therefore there must be a fire. And so the person that you're talking to can obviously can see that smoke is obvious, and then through knowing the relationship between smoke and fire, they can easily know that then there's fire there.
Oh yeah, this one that dembashi tharba thoya yoba nyamo se ju yoba chamba sewa tozo ya kone kondo kombi ne kia yoba te changma te. Motu jerbe to be are dembani dembashi sadaro tarba tamje kimba chamba ta sewa de ningi te so kombi ni ya tar jan de yeba de so kamu motu jerbe to be are.
Yeah, so everything can like the Four Noble Truths can be established in this way. Liberation, just the ability to what do you say, overcome the afflictions and to attain, purify the mind. Meditating or cultivating compassion and altruism and so forth, that they improve and get more and more and increase. All of these kinds of ideas then can be proven based on the reason of the power of the fact.
Oh yeah. Tanda ko ngi sumla rat chue yor ma do dagasi ichi chi se ingi re se se ya isegi yo marwa.
No.
Ngi sum tu du ba do ngi ne re sha sam ko pa jo mi de sam ta tu bu yena. Tuk tuk yo ada.
So if the person that you're discussing this with and can be led through reason to actual perception, right? Then they go, oh yeah, it's true. You know, if it's the thing is to lead them to an actual perception.
Sanje chumdende ki tindre sungba te ese, chimba tonga la, koi midi tindre tuzushi la, chimba tindre tanda ko chubu cha re ese, sungbe sungdi chu jen ese wara. Ngo rangi sungba na she ko sheya tanda dole miluwa re ese, sheba sungji takba lungi be eche se. Te sungba dole ngo sungji neva miduwa. Ngo do sheba ki kera maresu tuya miduwa. Ichi sheba ki maresu tuya miduwa. Sheba sungji takba lungi re ese. Ti inte temba yengore pena sanje ki temba shi sungu duwa ase. Te sungba te temba re duwa ase. Te sungde temba yena de liya tene chun sung kote yo marwa ase. Oh, te re sa ta sanje sung, te yengore sanje kende yo re. Te ngu sungji ni kyo mendo, ngu dup sheba ki mare se ya mendo, ichi sheba ki kyo ni mendo. Cheba sungji takwa lungi be echar sa takwa wa. O te li ichi ji ta ya da ase wa ta. Tanda nga su shegu ya te re.
So then, then we have no need to rely on belief for those kinds of teachings. But then, because they can be established through the power of the fact and reduced to our own experience, you know, our own direct perception or experience. But then we have things like, well, how did that person get so wealthy in this lifetime? And it's through giving. Well, who did he give to, or who did she give to, and how, when did she do it, and you know, how long did she have to do it for, and so forth. These kinds of questions. And then, if you think about a very powerful person in India, who's, you know, the head of the government there, I forget his name, but how did he get there? You know, how did he have all this power? And, you know, what did he do? And when did he do it? And how did he do it? And to whom did he do it? These kinds of things. During the times of the Buddha, when the Buddha was teaching, he would explain, you know, what this person did in what lifetime and how long they had to do it for and to whom they did it and so forth. And therefore, they are now very wealthy. And but these things are can't be then established through some kind of reason, okay? We can't like then come up with the reason of the power of the fact and then lead a person to understanding that this is true through leading them to some kind of experience, direct experience of this or direct perception of this. And so then, how do we then do it? We say, well, well, then comes in that we have to establish it based on what the Buddha said in scripture, and then this scripture then has to be subjected to an analysis that it's not harmed by what do you say? The scripture is not damaged. Or contradicted, maybe is a good way of saying it, not contradicted by our direct perception. It's not contradicted by any kind of, reason of the power of the fact, and it's not contradicted by a reason of belief. And so these, you subject the scripture, and then that's a true scripture. What do you say? A a pure scripture that you can believe, and then once you believe that, then once you establish that, then you can also say, well, the Buddha wasn't, you know, the way the Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths, or taught the teachings on emptiness and dependent arising, the two truths, and so forth. The Buddha was true about these. Then why would he be, why would he be trying to mislead you about these other things? Okay, so then that approach is then called using correct reason and belief.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can take a person and say, well, the Buddha taught that, you can establish that the Buddha taught the two truths and taught the Four Noble Truths and was correct. You can establish that through the reason of the power of the fact. Then that he was. Well, true, I think maybe they use a negative, that it's true what he taught there, and these, you know, the Four Noble Truths and the Two Truths and so forth, that's true, or not misleading is the way the Tibetan says. He wasn't trying to mislead you with those. So then if you take what he said in these scriptures, then these scriptures, he's also not, why would he be misleading you in these scriptures? You know, these scriptures are true in the fact that that if we subject them to an analysis of whether they're true to direct perception or the power of the fact or to the reason of belief, if they stand up to those, then you can believe these scriptures, but we can't then lead you through inference. Like a correct reason of the power of the fact, and then have some kind of direct experience or direct perception of this. No. So then you're establishing some extremely hidden thing, like that through giving resources, through certain kind of giving, then there's certain kind of resources, and through maintaining ethics, you have a life as a human or a deity. These kinds of things you can establish that through saying, well, the Buddha taught this in this kind of a scripture, okay, in this scripture you can subject to analysis and it stands up. It stands up against, it's not refuted by or contradicted by direct perception, by the power of the fact, inference of the power of the factor, or inference of belief, and therefore, when you if you then take for an example, okay, that the Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths correctly, and it is true in the way he taught the Four Noble Truths, or he taught the two truths, then it's used as an example, and then through that, then what the person can be led to is having a valid cognition of belief. It's through the power of belief, a valid cognition of belief, we could say. But it's not the case that any scripture the Buddha taught was true, okay, that holds up to these three ways of analysis. For instance, the Buddha taught in some scriptures that the self exists by its own... Oh, somebody's typing that we're hearing. It sounds like people running. Okay. And then okay. Can you hear now? Yeah, no, I think you can.
Sorry about that. I was also letting you know that Diana still can't hear anything.
Oh. Still can't hear anything. Oh dear.
She sent me an email that says she hasn't heard anything in a little while.
Oh.
Did you try turning
something
this
wrong with that particular you can't turn anything on, I don't think. What's that there?
It's very low. Sorry about that.
No, I don't think that has. Oh, it might be a different channel or something.
Okay. Well,
oh, this is an old one, I think.
Did she use this last time?
Did she?
I mean, I got it from here.
Where?
Oh, from your office?
I would get it downstairs. Try that.
Yeah.
Did you turn it? Hang in and do. So then. So then, so then it's not a case that every scripture, okay, that the Buddha taught was true. For instance, he taught that the self does exist, okay, and he, to some of his students, he said, yeah, there is a self that's within that exists there. It's the controller of everything. It exists within the five aggregates, and so then, if you look at that, that's better. Press on that. I think you can just press on it and leave it. You don't take your left hand off of that. Just push on the call on the lock. Yeah, that's it.
This way.
So yeah, maybe this would help for Diana.
Well, sorry about that.
Yeah, and then if you those kinds of scriptures. So it's not a case that every scripture is where the Buddha, because what the Buddha. Every scripture is not a true scripture. If you subject something like that to analysis, then you can show that, you know, through the power of the reason, the reason of the power of the fact, that these scriptures do not hold up, because there's no such thing as a self that exists on its own, has its, you know, inherently existent self, couldn't possibly exist, it would have to be permanent and so forth, all these different problems. And so then that scripture would be considered not a true scripture.
Oh yeah, that's it. Do you want to tell me my lotion?
No.
Sanjay, Jesus, go give last to the door. shindu kog juu stambe me lai ba.
No.
O dezo le ya kangshi tezum ke me te sanje sunba de kandre yena samna. Ene tongba nye da denba shila sokba tenba tezo ge pe che che ene yi che be kone sheba che gore e sungu dwa.
Right.
O deji la da.
Oh, so then, if we look at the verse then on page 241, whoever doubts what the Buddha said about that which is hidden or extremely hidden should rely on emptiness and the Four Noble Truths and so forth and gain conviction in him alone.
Oh yeah, this one. Then deva dira sanje ji sunbe yu dan du ji chue be yu be ta ringbu le tine pa chine kariyo re tine dawe kala kariyo tine pa kariyo re seyandarwa ta ringbu. Ani tuju di maho bali ya kande kande yungu re seyandarwa tinte ina ngazu ngusum tu to tu marwa. Sanje ji sunbe yu dan du ji chue be ndela riju. Ngazu ta lin tanda lha yore ndela riju se yore sungambe lha yore tezo sobu chichung tinte yore tse ringdu tinte yore. Lungba dinde yore, longzhu dinde yore, sungu yore. Tula sobe ne ji tse, lungba ki tse, lu ki tse, tse ringdung kaze yore so. Tishin mi ne jin jikden ji tse so, susu ki ola kogdu gyurba. Maranzuli shindu kogdu gyurba re. Kanshi sungba te dar, yodan me nyamdo tezum kebar gyurba te yese yora shindu kogdu tuzu sanje sungba ni kande na asam tezum ke na. En tezum ke ya ke che to. Chö tamche rangshin ji chubhe tongpa tenpa de tenpa redwa. Chö tamche rangshin ji tongna ya chawa che tukure se sungpa de kunzub tenpa sungpa de tenpa redwa. Tene tende tashi chawa tongpa rkawa chidar sungpa shindu neba perche na se tenpa shida tenpa nye sungpa de sanje sungpa na shi tenpa redwa. Tende shindu kogyur tenpe sanje ke sungdu zu kanga tenpa yinku gure. Ti cheba sungji tabbe lungu reba ase. O dinde stogu reyesi gora, shindu kogju de togu tabshegiduwa. Dini kona tamche kembar yi cheba chade ase. Dinjun trebe tada trewa, o de tiba chilaba.
So then if we read the commentary on this verse, one might wonder whether what the Buddha has said is true or not regarding things and so forth from which we, well, I guess we have to read it in the order here. These true or not regarding the size of the abodes, bodies and lifespans of the six kinds of gods of the desire realm and so forth. These are things from which one is separated by time and place, okay? The Buddha was very exact about what these deities what kind of resources they had, how long they lived, and how their places appeared, and how tall and long their bodies were, and then regarding the size of the human physical world and so on, and all of which are hidden to us common beings. To dispel such doubts, one should take as an example the fact that the features of the two truths, so here you're taking as an example, right? Like Geshe was saying earlier, you're taking an example, the fact that the features of the two truths that are very subtle and difficult to understand, or the teaching that all phenomena are empty of inherent existence, together with the feasibility of all actions and agents within that kind of emptiness, are actually, as he explained, okay, that we understand through this, then, understanding through this that the extremely hidden things he taught are just as he described, one should gain a conviction that he alone is omniscient.
Tala tene never chaos, Jebasungi Tagalones.
So, having ascertained dependent arising free from fabricated extremes through correct reasoning without relying on scriptural citations as proof, one should ascertain extremely hidden things relying on the Buddha's word as reason. So, these are the you can understand. So dependent arising and emptiness can be understand through reasons of the power of the fact, then through that, using that as kind of a proof, one should ascertain extremely hidden things, relying on the Buddha's words as reason, means that you using scripture that stands up to the analysis of the three types of it's called the three types of analysis, that it stands up to direct perception or the inference of the power of the truth or inference of belief.
Oh yeah, that do you necessary.
So then, if you have so we have some time, I think, for some questions.
Oh, that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Diana maybe can hear now.
What are these four types of visuals? I'm getting the four types of valid cognition.
What's that? Four kinds of valid cognition?
Yeah.
Oh. There you go.
Oh, God.
Just that last line there in the commentary.
Didn't actually go.
Oh, okay.
So, let's not include that. It's just sort of like more. Betsy,
mm-hmm.
Loaded.
No, give me that.
Any other questions? Anybody?
I have a...
Jim.
This question may not even... the answer to this question may not even fit into Buddhist perceptions of things, but when Geshe was talking about the self is something, but it's a dependent arising. And then thinking more as a psychologist, I'm thinking about as we evolve toward our higher nature,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a paradox where we become more unique, like more like nobody else,
mm-hmm.
as we grow into our higher nature, and yet more, it's like we're more finely interdependent. We're more a part of everything. As we become more a part of everything, we're more like no one else. And that makes sense in terms of we're dependent arising. So we belong to it all. If we reach our potential, or upper reaches of our potential,
mm-hmm.
then we're more a part of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But we're actually more developed in our uniqueness.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a question you can frame?
That's it. The young, the quote Samgi Lokchung Mumbajeva, the what quote Samgi member,
oh, yeah.
Then they quote Samgi Mental, that's a, because Samgi, that's Mimba, Sam Mindu, Mindu, Yarododu.
Oh, yeah.
Then they that's a mi sendat dan mindrawa chagi ode, mi sendat dan mindrawa chagi ode. Iniante yang that's a konsa dan drawa de chero jogi ode, that kasa denjing jopa chungwe, kasa mi sendat dan kasa dan drawa suit tugi ode.
Drawas
and the denjing chopper chunga did. That's because the mune drip tugi or they do. Then they carison and what's a send on drawa mambo yard. You know, did Nika Pacha Gawar one with send on Michikba Chagi or the because the sem de de
yagyechina
yagyechina then a yin that's a concert down drawa young that's drawa de chegiore
then chegiore so drawa never chegiore so what and drawa yard or
then drawa de yard or
ah yeah oh
then a de gawa sort of chi young yo marave de
oh
and then cause some of the de kenchawa marave
ore tate ko so so samlo tan de cha ya samlo che shi che tor do yo ara
na
che tor do ne chi da mi de da samlo tan da da kha ga de ro ba
na de
ina ko ko pa jo de samlo tan da che de ko ha ko yo ara
na
de yin de ko da chun ba ji ge ko da wa chi ge ra ma do
na
ko ra ge samlo ka ga de ko ka sha ne de yo ma ro
na
de yin de sa ge ge ko ka bri da yo re ka bri da yo ma re कबरी चिरी जुंगो वो योर है कबरी दंबर योर मारे मामू सुंगो योंगो दो कि भाई जो मीट के सामने चेते लता ने कॉल पेंडो ये बच्चे शेयर को योर आ को उन्होंने ये ना मीट के सामने चेले मगर ना को तेंगे मार कॉल न्यूगे योर आ वो कि ना शे को नाजा कारी ना नाजा दे लता बच्चे के मैं टेक उड़ मातो मैं दे याशु ये से कुरान ले याशु दे कांगल टेक यो मारवा वो दिन ना शे डाले चौची ने कागर दे ने कुरान के सामने छे दिन ना शे कांगल पाक कब दियो मारवा कुरान टे बच्चे से तो जवा दे दे गियो रा कुरान सामने छे दे दे ताली जवा
so it's even though at that point when I don't know how you become, what did you say, your true self, you become a higher, your internal development becomes higher than others, and you're very dissimilar to them in that regard. Still, the important thing to remember is that you know how others are, okay? You know very well how others are, and you keep in mind what their way of thinking is. And so then, even though you have a different way of thinking and so forth,
then you
understand exactly what those people are thinking and how they feel and what their disposition is. And so then you're trying to do something that accords with their disposition. You're it's like a doctor understanding what their illness is and then trying to reach them at where they are, you know, because you understand where they are. And instead of like, oh, I know what's really true, and trying to force it upon them, you tell them, you know, that like the Buddha did, you know, that the self actually exists as an independent entity and so forth. He would teach each person according to their ability to, or reach each person, or connect to each person, if you want, in accord with their ability to understand, and like a skilled physician is the idea. But if you don't reach them in accord with how they think, you know, their way of thinking about things, then it's not going to help them. And so the attitude is just of being helpful to others.
Mm.
Thank you.
Any
other questions out there in the internet, or Diana on the, I guess Diana is hard to get a reply from there.
I had a question, Josh.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I think this maybe relates to what Geshe La was just talking about, but my question is, whenever I hear the verse that says, there is no peace by any other means, in terms of understanding emptiness, and then I think about hearing His Holiness say, which we've heard several times, when talking to people of other religions, and he says, emptiness is our Buddhist business, right?
Right.
That's Buddhist business. When his Christian friend asked him about those teachings, he said, don't worry about that, that's Buddhist business. And then my question is, if there is no peace by any other means or no other way, then why why would His Holiness say that it, say no to somebody about those teachings?
She would top Dila because Dominique Gorla did because True Dende Mado
she
would top Yomares.
She was Tarban
Sugarba. Well, for somebody who's following the Christian beliefs, then they see things as existing in their own right, having some kind of self-existence, for instance, the belief in the God creator. And so then leading them, talking to them about a teaching that contradicts that kind of belief is not going to be helpful to them. It's better to encourage them in their own beliefs and say that God exists and that, you know, things have their own, you know, self-existence, and then the practice of cultivating, you know, good deeds and avoiding harmful deeds through encouraging people in those kinds of practices, then they're going to get a better rebirth in their next lifetime. So it's much more beneficial to do that. Otherwise, if you try to, it's one thing if they're really interested and they really want to hear about it and they're insistent, and maybe they want to entertain. It's possible that somebody could then, you know, be led to, even though they have these strong beliefs in the existence, in self-existence, right? Then they can be led to the lack of self-existence and through, you know, the strength of their interest. But otherwise, sort of insist that they understand this, right? That things lack self-existence. Then you have a problem of them, we're going to be seeing this later on in the following verses here, that people get afraid, okay? They get some kind of fear that because they see you talking about things as having no existence at all. They misunderstand the teachings of a lack of self-existence, and then they get afraid, and they basically what they hear is a kind of nihilistic view that things don't exist, and so then this, you know, that kind of, you want to avoid people having that kind of misunderstanding.
Ramune to be tongue, but in number congal so your mother. Dote badan chitama or the same zambatos of towns of the Mongolia, Ramune, your race, Shishacha, Ramune tomba mare, your race, Sumbiora. Casalia, Ramune tomba race, Sumbiora. Saco, call a pendo, you was quarter, and Namzanko Tarba sent the Tarbator to me a Kaburwa come. Call a nigger pamba, push pamba's quarter. Tongbanye song ne ko ngoye ne chu de ngone de ta de ba re de ina ko le ne ya nya ga yara di de ko ne ga pem ba pus pem ba ji ko re pi song dir ma do ko le che le ta ko ma do yang da ba yim ba kang ga su sha ne de yo ma ra
ma
me de ya bu yin si che ne kang ga te sha ne nya ga yara
ma
ko na so bu le ta kang ga ta ne pen do ko de che ro do di ne shi ni so ro
di ge shi it's really that, like the doctor having to give, I'm not saying that there's one medicine and giving it to everyone and not really understanding how the particular body of that person is, you know, it's like they have so then the Buddha was very careful even to his own disciples that he had just the Vaibhashika and the Sautrantika and the many different tenet systems where Buddha in that case, it never taught them that things lack existence from their own side. He wouldn't tell. It just there was a certain students that he would give this particular teaching. Right. For them, it was just more helpful to tell them that things existed from their own side, so then that they would then, based upon that feeling, would cultivate virtue and avoid non-virtue. And so it was much more helpful to them to hear that than to be taught, you know, right from, you know, what's true, what's, you know, ultimately true, right? What's sort of the final truth. He wasn't going to teach the final truth right from the beginning, you know, because it wasn't something that, you know, not everybody's ready to hear the final truth, basically. And so you have to encourage them in what they are able to hear. Did Tom? Is it
here? Yeah, I think that...
Oh, wait, we got that.
Got to use a new machine.
Yep, turn it on.
Relating to that, right, turn it on.
Yeah.
Hello?
You got
it. Related to that question of Amy's, it seems to me that Dalai Lama is saying... there may be several routes to ultimate truth, not just one. I don't think he's saying that, well, I'm going to not tell the Christians about emptiness because if I did, it might confuse them and let them get, when maybe they're reborn, then they'll be Buddhists and then they'll make it. I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he thinks that, he seems to be saying that all religions have a very good purpose, and I believe he thinks all religions have very good methods, and they can all lead people to whatever the highest truth is. Although they might not agree on how they phrase it, I think he thinks they all get there. So I don't know if that puts me in disagreement with anybody. I don't think.
Korean gender the Gundun the Chulu Shenda the Kansa Kansa Yandape Dawa the. So, Rere la Yang Dakpe Dawa Yore, then Gundun Jena, then it Konso the Inji Minji Nanbe Dawa the Hago Goma, then Konso Rangi Dawa the Tamatama the Kosa. Gyun Gunse, the
Sangye Gompa.
But Sangye Gompa is Jabo to Topge Re, because Topja Tatupa de Lepge Re, Chulu Re Re Ge, then the Yongge Re, then the...
Oh, there.
Good.
The machine don't know, ya, dog, right?
No.
The Janjal then Namsan the Topi even made the call, Tabjil do you are?
No.
Tarva Toba, Chick Champa, New Jisada, or the Lami Toyota.
Mm.
And the Chick Niamola turned to the table and called, Rebet Bay, ya, ya, the Dura.
No.
Toya Tabjil the Dura.
No.
They had the Janjal then the Topi even the machine.
No.
That you don't call Tabjil the Dura.
No.
I didn't do that.
No.
Namsan could say the little Kamatan top to a Yomar.
No. No. No, it's not that they're not going to improve by practicing whatever teaching they happen to be practicing. You know, every religion is improving. You know, they're becoming more more loving, more compassionate, more caring for others, and it's not that everybody has to reach. Liberation in this lifetime, you know, that they, everybody can improve their lives. It takes a long time to reach to the state of liberation. So then, certainly all religions have that in common, that they are for improving our human condition. And they're also getting closer to being liberated.
Kashe Kandan do we get a Kashe Namdu do we get a Kashe Motor do we get a Kashe Mishupundi? Do we are at that degree?
Some people are running, some people are walking, some people are going by train, some people are going by plane. You know,
we are at that degree.
But everybody's getting there. They're getting closer to the goal.
Would some people get liberation without becoming Buddhists and without following Buddhism?
Well, you mean you're disagreeing with what Aryadeva just said?
Yeah.
you
I think I'm going with what the Dalai Lama said.
Ko yinjin and the number two majin and then the tapa topken yoda bay.
Oh, there.
There.
Tarwa tongge se embe.
Yeah,
ore nangbe chue se na ma se ming gar da na ma da na tongba ni da kyo wa da cha ba da ning ji da te zo ya cha cha do ma do tarwa to ma ro. Yeah,
ne.
Samba sangbe cha cha ba ning ji ka ga si ta.
Yeah.
Ani chi ni mo ndo ye ge ta de ka ri na tongba ni sam ta ge na.
Yeah.
Chi ko ma ma do thar tu to thop thop ma ro.
Yeah.
Ine ko nyer nyer do na de ge ro wa ko.
Yeah.
The mess of your chick penny or a jagger mess of your things are mess of your chicora sauce, so calicoli pen and yoga pen and chick chigador.
No.
I did under dividend.
No, no. Well, there's a difference between the teachings that reach liberation. Okay, liberation means the complete abandonment of the, you know, from the root of the afflictions. Okay. So there's a difference between that and developing what's called the virtues, basically, like compassion and love and caring for others. And so the more that people develop those virtues, right, the closer they are to becoming liberated. But it's hard to and hard to say that isn't appropriate to them, okay, because they, it's just like taking Tibetan medicine or taking, you know, Western medicine or taking Ayurvedic medicine or taking whatever, you know, homeopathic medicine. There's many different medicines and they improve your health, you know, and they overcome illness. And, but to say, you know, that, you know, and that's enough for them. You know, that's enough for everybody, you know, in this lifetime to improve their lives. There isn't anything, you know, that is enough for everyone, is what Geshe-la said.
당원에 저는 아주 아주 낭바다 이슈 소셔라. 산제 좀 된데 공원에 드송이어라. 니가 그 건데 삼로타고레 삼바서와 건데레 미다과레 마레 동바니레 마레 공원에 내주 드송이어라. 그 낭베레 시베레 이슈레 세요 마라 뭐니 당아란주 소이어라 티어 낭바게 디크지지레 소이어라. 당원에 미디 건데 거레세나 로 소르네 바스고다. 오늘에 데카르레 오늘 지금 야 삼로 야르게 참았어 어디 야르게 당고라 그 낭바다 내도 코세요 말아 오늘 계지 계지 지바 삼로 당고라 동바레다 동바 말에 소소 삼로 당네 내 코 삼로 당고 해지라 디지지 그래 네 마마 그래서 요 말아 다이나 나라 조선에 디 낭본 디지지 지세라 강가 그 오늘 내주디 하고라 디제네 상제요라
아고서
소소 상도 차데데 삼로 당서 오늘 내주디 좀 삼로다나 녀모다 차다시니 자제도라 디 낭베세 요 말시베세 요 말은
The Buddha, when the Buddha taught, he taught what the way things actually are. Okay, he just taught. He wasn't thinking, I'm Buddhist and you have to follow, you know, a Buddhist way of life. And then we made that, you know, everybody else after the Buddha's time made this, oh, you have to be Buddhist. But in actuality, the way you have to approach everything is with a, we were talking about it earlier, just a nonpartisan view, just that you have to just take everything at, you know, directly and examine it yourself. Is this true or is it not true? Is it, you know, and that's this quality called nonpartisan or open-minded. You just have to approach everything with a very open mind. Is this telling the way things really are or not? And you have to take any doctrine, whatever is taught by anybody, and analyze it yourself, you know, with an open mind, basically, and be able to not be, you know, partisan, not say, oh, that's Buddhist and that's Christian or this is that, you know, anything. You have to just take it at face value is another way of expressing that. And then if you do that, if you take everything like that, and then eventually you'll be able to determine the way things are, and you'll become enlightened, and you'll become a Buddha, you know, if you're able to do like that. So if you, you know, compassion is not Buddhist, okay, and impermanence is not Buddhist, and emptiness is not Buddhist, okay. It's just you know, approach these ideas, you know, come to the way things actually exist with an open mind and in a nonpartisan way, then it's just that you're going to become enlightened in that way.
How much is it?
Oh, we have one question. Sorry, that Karen's asking a question.
All right.
Yeah, it was on. But you have to talk into it.
Okay. You talk of Buddha getting to know a person, to know who he's teaching. Does it? Is conflict necessary? Does it sometimes require conflict to get to know a person?
The Sangye, the Dulja Dantumba Jane Sungi or the then it sometime me send out the Min Tumba Jane the then it me the Kandre to Hagogi Oma the Bay the because I called Jitangi Gacha me send out the Min Tumba Jane and then it called Kungi Pungyats Gorla Samudang and they put Min Tumba Jane then it Mintumba Jene, then it me de Kande do Hagogi or what? The young Sangye concert down Tumba Jegi or what? Then young Mintumba Jena some pengi might have been.
Oh, did it? Sangye Gedoko, this is the Lola, Tanda Baba, Tanda Shet Tubzizi Sumiara.
No.
Mazu Zeta Dambo ABC to Lambe Kilasichina. Haku biara.
Mm-hmm.
So ko kabri kora samba na shin so. Ha ko samba da medun ba shanda la so biara.
Mm.
Ha te da medun ba shanda she biara.
Mm.
She she de ko paru je samla da o te ne ne ma chen de sambi ta de re me do ti sa da da sam ko samlu di ro bo la.
Na.
Koran pa jo de samlu tang ju bo la.
Na.
Ene ko samlu ta chen ba da medun ba kha je she she na.
Mm.
Koran de ti cha o ta de ya bo de sam.
Mm.
Ya jen do ne jin be jin be le ko la.
Na.
Ode.
Yeah, so the idea behind the Buddha talking to people in accordance with their own capacity was really to get them thinking on their own and coming to understand on their own that their way of looking at things is not correct. You know that they come up with it if they look at things. If he encourages them to have a nonpartisan view. An open mind, and then they look at what he's saying. Then they themselves will, through considering them, you know, for their own self, you know, considering things on their own, will come up with their own ability to change themselves. That's the idea. And then, Rick, you had some question?
Yes, I was wondering if there's any evidence that spiritual development is always a straight line progression, or to say it another way, are we guaranteed or reasonably expecting a better rebirth? Can we always get absolutely be assured that we're going to get a rebirth that's good?
Yeah, yaro yaro dapper yaro yaro jogi yoro de bed some ma do because I'm ma lungi yoro de bed perna that's a kieva chima la neighbor do kieva sambo chi ragi de bed neighbor do right because nguento rat to get a bed nguento.
Ani kipne masasha mangu yara sendi kyang jam harwa. Mikewa da kewa sasha kewa chang me varwa sasha mangu yara niba mangu yara. Da sendi lko mikewa chini upa kewa chini utum na. Yanko di yaru 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 dhukurwa. Yina yanko di sendi li yagbu che ne kewa nga masasha pe le mikewa yuna tiki nyawa yuda tondu lo dhoku pe tondre sigira. Tondre yon sigira. Ko le gim dheburwa ko. Hati yang bantu, tapi ribe-ribe ya je kajen dulu ko nyomo macam na, nyomo korang cie mabshasa, na ni malaysia, na ko lelaya, sultan begi, shūtamāsana sāpīna chūnyāshī tī mēne kō jetu kuyo mārā.
Oh,
dī mādō kō tānta yāru tētā yāru yāru tōzi samrū tānta bākṣā shāgī yārā. Lēnsē tīrvā lēnsē bākṣā chī samrū yābū tānta nīpa shāgī yārā. Tī sēmbi tīntu nīpa tī mēpa rēyā yō mārā kō tēyā dēgī yārā. Tī kō yāru 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 kādze tēnā, kādze sāmnā, tī zā sēmbi tīntu bākṣā tūrī 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 yārā. Tī māṅ pārā yāru yārā. Tā yīnā tī yāru kō kiāng kiāng rūyā ngēpa yō mārā, ngēma sā shēpa lēyā yō na yā tī liyā. Sō tāmi yā yīdā tōntu tī liyā kē sīrvā. Nā kē nā yā kō ngēma bākṣā yā kō yō na yā kō yōkwa yā kē yō rā. Chāngchū sēmbā tō zō yā kō chāngchū sēm kē chā nā yā kē yō rā ngēma bākṣā yā. Yīnā pōlo pāṅba nā shīn tō sī kē nā kō lē nī bā chūngchū shīn yā kō yā kē yō rā.
So the idea is really that through practicing, or through cultivating virtue and avoiding non-virtue, and doing that in our life to the best of our ability, if we make a great effort at doing that, then it's not guaranteed that you're going to be reborn in a good lifetime, because we've accumulated so much karma in previous lifetimes that could cause us to be reborn as an animal or a hungry ghost or in a hell or a cat whatever, you know, but the idea is that you are establishing a kind of, with each action that is establishing a potency in your consciousness, okay? And you, the more you do that, the stronger your predispositions for virtue become, okay? And so then, what we're doing is we're really strengthening our predispositions. It's not until you can sort of choke off karma by denying, by completely eliminating the afflictions, that form of karma can't take effect. And you know, it's not until you can completely get rid of the afflictions, okay? But so then, when you've strengthened your predisposition for doing virtue, then even you fall down in that next lifetime, then you will come up quickly. It's just like bodhisattvas, just when they enter the bodhisattva path, that they can fall down into a lower rebirth, but that happens because it's said to be like a ball bouncing. They just come right back out of that situation because they have such. Because they've become so accustomed to virtue, they have a very strong sense of virtue. Then therefore, they don't stay in that situation very long.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we're going long enough here. A lot of good questions, everyone. Good discussion. Maybe we dedicate here. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traversed the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds.
Oh, yeah.
Did you take them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm a young.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Good seeing everybody.
Ah, just a